As a writer of the Arab diaspora, I'm always thinking about constellations, or the idea of our lives being made up of what is constellational rather than that which is linear or sequential. I found this word constellational in the work of Aracelis Girmay, who is one of the dearest poets and teachers to my heart. My poems think a lot about belonging, identity, erasure, and memory, and Girmay's thinking has been a lighthouse and flashlight for me along the way. In this beautiful essay, she writes, "When the piece of a body is left, or a home is left, then the body begins being a constellation. One piece is there. One piece is there." She also writes, "Is the practice of seeing political? Is the practice of meditating political? People have made it their duty to hurt other people. There have been successful and unsuccessful attempts to eradicate people on this earth. As long as we are living in a society that says it's okay for some people to have voices and others not to have voices, then speaking is a political act."
Janann Alexandra is a Lebanese-American poet and MFA candidate at Indiana University. She has received fellowships from the Martha's Vineyard Institute for Creative Writing, the Provincetown Fine Arts Work Center, and the Bucknell Seminar for Younger Poets. You can find her work in Plowshares, The Rumpus, Mizna, and elsewhere. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Janann, what poems have you brought for us today?
Return, 2. Look, I have my father's feet. In the long, thin bones and wide-tipped toes, they bend with broken grace, strain beneath my frame. I've learned to wash and oil them each night, these two slick fish who flop into my hands, twin metatarsal sorrows who carry me by land. I think exile might be a word for no more country, but it's also the place we live now, and country might be a synonym for loneliness, in the body, a flare flying from my chest when asked, "Where are you from?" My answer, "Here is the oldest flag licking my heart's tin roof." When people talk about the Middle East garbling our names, my ears deepen red. It is not embarrassment, but a sad fear shame. My breath quickens when they say, "Iraq and Iran." I run and I run, my hands held out. Who will care for the sounds of our names? Back when we could still touch the sea, my father led me through yellow courtyards, laundry lines sagging low, tablecloths grand in the wind. This is unfactual, but not false. What I know is only ever half true. He gave me music, made a brightness for my ears. I made him mixtapes, Muddy Waters and Mississippi John Hurt. He played Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. I blasted the Rolling Stones. Are we American? I counted the years until we had lived here longer than anywhere else. Then I stopped counting. Slowly, the notion of return slipped away, but for the sweets my father brought home in golden wrappers. My lips clicking open for the tart and chewy amardine, rosewater and pistachio in my cheeks. I listen now for the other side of the song. I gather our feet, mine, which are his, which are carrying me. Visit. When it's time to drive her to the airport, we have made enough biscotti to last me a week, maybe two if I ration. We zested lemons and mashed the pulp, folded our kneed into an easy yellow dough until it was ready to be twice baked and sliced, stacked like worry dolls all night in the red tin. At the curbside drop-off, I save each needle from the artichoke risen in my throat. I miss her even as she faces me. Little child, I try to prepare in myself, knowing I will come home motherless to bedding that is lonely for her, jasmine and rose, a single strand of her hair left in the pillows. Body parts, a golden shovel, for and after the painting of the same name by Huguette Calande. Dear persimmon bottom, body parts I swallow but cannot name or keep. I love your belly's spoon curled around every small history of touch. In one pink minute, your lines unfurl, inching up the hill of my life grown plump with pleasure. I squeeze it until the paint turns warm like an orange bathing in light. Here is my desire. I eat, my eyes closed, wild fruit falling, the peel dropping slowly in citric spirals. And because we are born conjoined, parts bound, I don't blame what I have lost along the way. Want only to live in a house with no doors, to miss breaking in my own skin. What else? Not a thing.
You've been listening to poems by Janann Alexandra on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rabinowitz-Dorsey.